Good afternoon, everybody. How are you all doing? I hope everybody is well and safe. I do apologise about the echo on this. While the house is quiet and everybody's out, I thought I would stick a quick podcast up. But I'm in the bath, so close your eyes, everybody. You really don't want to be seeing this. The last podcast I did, I was in hospital with COVID. I ended up being in 12 days, I believe it was. They sort of weaned me off slowly off the oxygen, which was good. They checked all my sats, like my blood oxygen level, my pulse, my heart rate, done blood tests, all that sort of thing. Everything fine. So they discharged me, came home. Problem is, when they discharged us, there was no mention of aftercare or anything like that. They just pretty much, right, ta-ra, see you later. And that was it. I think the only thing they've done is book me in for a chest appointment later on this month. But that's it. There was no sort of like, you've got to do this when you're at home, you've got to do that, or speak to your doctor about this, or anything. Mm-hmm. Now, since getting home, actually from the COVID ward to the car with my wife was a massive walk. The hospital is huge and they've had new extensions built on and everything. You've got to walk through all them to double back on yourself to go back to the main entrance. Then when I went outside, the cold air hit us. Now, I hadn't been outside for like nearly 2 weeks and it took my breath away. I tell you what, by the time we got to the car, I was gasping for air. My heart rate was going 20 to the dozen on the way home. Got home, chilled out and everything. And that's pretty much where we're at. I've just been told by my wife, do not do a thing in the house, because there's one day I just went put some washing in the washer and I was done in. Another day I spoke to the neighbour for half an hour, 45 minutes, and it took me about 2.5 hours to get my breath back, because that's what it's like at the moment. I'm having to take breaths in the middle of sentences. So, and last week we went to Morrison's, which, for those who don't know, is a local supermarket. We managed to get an electric cart, which was good, so I could go around with my wife. She could fill the basket up and everything was absolutely fantastic. This week we went to do the same. She parked right next to the front door, so it was literally a case of like 25 yards or something from the car into the doors. They give us a key for one of the carts. Got there, no carts available. So my wife went back to the counter and sort of asked him where it was. Then there's a neighbour walked up who I didn't see. And it gives a bit of a fright. And she was asking how I was and things like that, which was lovely. Then Denise come back, said we've got to wait for one of the carts. And she took one look at me and I looked at her sort of straight in the eyes because I knew she'd be able to tell. And literally every bit of energy just drained from my body. It just went whoosh from like the top straight down to my feet, everything, and I just collapsed. My wife grabbed us, the neighbour grabbed us, and all these managers just come from nowhere. I have no idea where they came from, but they were there straight away with a wheelchair. One of them took us to the cafe, got us bottles of water, all free of charge. I was offering to pay even though I could barely breathe. I thought, do you want us to pay? Don't be daft. No, definitely not. It turns out she just lives across the road from us. Yeah. and she even got it's a chip butty. Lovely. So you Americans, chip butty is like fries in a bun. Well, it's lovely. It was one of the best ones I've ever had. It was so nice, especially when it was free. But they rang an ambulance as well. My wife sat with us all the time. That manager kept coming back, just checking how I am. Even asked if I wanted to go into like a private room, like a medical room that they've got. I thought, no, that's fine, because I'd rather be outside. I like to be able to have things to look at to distract myself and like focus on. But trying to talk to my wife, even the simplest things, like say if, just for example, do you want a drink of water? Well, I would say yes. I couldn't get the words out. It was like the air was just, every time I opened my mouth, the air was getting sucked out of it. So it was awful. But I managed to have somebody with like, and she was keeping an eye on us, and I was even slurring my words and everything. I couldn't focus on things. I could focus on the things on the table, which was right in front of us, but away from there, everything started going blurred. Like this for about an hour, and my eyes just kept shutting and my head lolling forward as if I was going to sleep. And also, so my wife was like keeping my head propped up and giving us drinks. Even this couple on another table was like, oh, when that ambulance crew turned up, just go, I hope everything's okay for you. And everything. So the ambulance crew came, asked a couple of questions. Oh, that was it. When I rang the ambulance, they wanted to speak to me. I literally couldn't speak to them. It was like I could not breathe enough to speak. So it ended up having to be my wife that spoke for me. So the ambulance came after an hour. They wheeled me off into the ambulance, rigged me up to ECG machines, done all sorts of tests, blood pressure, everything. Everything was totally fine. But by then, I don't know if it's because I was lying down or what, but by then I was starting to feel a lot better. I wasn't dizzy or anything like that. It could have been because I was lying down in the ambulance. But they were really down to earth, the ambulance crew, so nice. And like having a laugh and a joke on, which was good. My wife, they said to her, just knock when you come back from taking the wheelchair. But she didn't want to disturb them, so she stood outside for ages in the cold. But like near the end, the ambulance guy opened the door and she was there. And he goes, get in here. Come on, you were supposed to knock. So my wife came in and sat down. They were saying that I need to speak to my doctor, which I've done this morning, and ask him. Sorry, a second screen came up there. Yeah, and they said, speak to your doctor and ask him about referral to the COVID clinic or COVID nurse, because there should be one in your area. Also, like any sort of backup support and things like that, which. Doctor rang this morning. I think he was only expecting a short call, and it didn't happen that way. I was asking him, apparently, for this area, to be referred to the long COVID clinic or nurse, you've got to have the symptoms for 12 weeks. Oh my God, so you've got to suffer for 12 weeks to get the support. So, there's one of the meds I was taking off, my anti-inflammatories, because I've been put on a month's worth of blood thinners. And told if I bang my head, I've got to go straight to hospital and things like that. But because I'm on them, I've got to come off my anti-inflammatories. But the doctors checked everything and said, yes, you can have them, just PRN, as it's called, so as and when needed. Not every day. You can maybe have a couple of days worth and have to stop. So, yeah, at least I can have them if my back flares up, which at the moment it is really sore. Also other things like my painkillers, etc. He's said I can increase them without any danger. So that's fine. Got an appointment with him Tuesday, I think next week. I can't remember now. That's another thing. Short-term memory goes when you've had COVID. My memory is so, like Swiss cheese, honestly. Some things stay in there, some things don't. You could tell me something and within 30 seconds, I cannot remember what you've said. So good doctor's appointment, like a follow-up. And also in a couple of weeks, he's going to request the district nurse to come in to take bloods, make sure I'm not anemic and things like that. Because I said to him, I said, there's no backup when you come out of hospital. Unless like 12 weeks they go to a COVID, long COVID thing, but there's no aftercare. And even he would say, yeah, pretty much you've just got to ring us. I said, but I can't. I've had to literally fight with the girl on the telephone to get today's appointment. And he was apologizing for that as well. So I'm surprised she hasn't put a complaint in about us, but the way I was speaking to her, I had to tell her I'd just come out of hospital with COVID, and she changed her tone a bit than man she got today's, but she was still really off with us. So it's absolutely ridiculous at the moment trying to get doctor's appointments and things like that. So yeah. Even just going upstairs I've got to go up pretty much one step at a time slowly, because I get out of breath, and by the time I come down, my legs will be like jelly. So yeah, at the moment, housebound pretty much, not allowed to do anything whatsoever, no housework, anything like that, which in some ways is a good thing, but I like to at least get the washing done, but I'm not even allowed to do that. And wait for these backup appointments, follow-up appointments and bloods and things like that. So we'll see what happens. And yeah, I'll keep you updated. Anyway, I'll catch you guys very soon. Take care, all of you. Stay safe. And yeah, look after the ones you love.
Hey, Steve. How's it going? It's Patrick from We Live on a Planet. Long time, no talk. Oh, man. It's just been a whirlwind for me here on my end. I just kind of want to reach out to you and apologize for my inconsistencies. You know, I thought after my accident, I was ready to come back, and I put some podcasts out, and I just realized I wasn't ready, and had to step back, reevaluate, and I'm going through some of my voice messages because I'm picking this back up, and I see that you called and wished me well and everything, and I just appreciate it. I really do, my friend. I really do, and not getting back to you isn't really the greatest thing to do. It's not my style. Usually I get right back to people, so I just want you to know you're important, and I'm sorry that I didn't contact you sooner. Have a great weekend, my friend. Peace.
Yeah. Just before we go, I just want to post this message I got from Patrick from We Live on a Planet, who at the time is not going through the best of health. So if everybody can drop on by if you already haven't and send him a message of best wishes, that'd be appreciated. Thanks, everybody. Take care.